Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So one of the things that happens when we are under fire, when we're facing stress or anxiety in our lives, is we stop listening. Now, we maybe don't stop hearing, but we do stop listening. And we all know the difference between hearing and listening, right? Hearing is when you just take something in, and listening is when you actually understand what's being told to you. And this is one of the challenges we face when we're facing lives when we're under fire, is that we stop listening. And we know that's not a good thing. Now, sometimes it's okay if we stop listening and go onto autopilot, say like you're on the battlefield and you just kind of react and you just default to your training, that's okay. But for most of us, we're not soldiers. We're living daily lives where when we stop listening, it's not good. It hurts what we're up to and it doesn't help us move forward. And if we think about how we can listen better, then we're gonna have more of the lives that we want. But not just about the lives that we want, about the lives that God wants for us. Now remember specifically, when we listen to God directly or indirectly, we get a better sense of how God wants us to live. Now, listening to God is super important, and it's something that if we take seriously, it can help us be able to make it through the challenging circumstances of life better. And we know that that's where we want to go. And to think about what it looks like to listen better to God, we can go to one of the heroes of the Old Testament to get us a better glimpse of how important it is to listen to God, and how hard it is at times as well, and also to get a glimpse of what it means to listen to God for us. Now, who I'm thinking about is a guy named Samuel. And Samuel was a very important leader in the time of Israel when they needed a leader the most. And Samuel listened to God in a very important way, and because Samuel did, Samuel was able to be the person God wanted Samuel to be, and also, Samuel was able to lead the people of Israel in a beautiful way when they needed it most. Now, when Samuel first heard God talking, Samuel didn't actually know what was going on. And I think that should give us some encouragement as well, because listening to God can be a little complicated or a little daunting as well. So who is Samuel? You might know a little bit about him already, but Samuel was someone who was dedicated to serving God. His mother didn't think she was going to have kids, and so she then had a child, and because of the provision and the promise that that meant, she dedicated Samuel to growing up in the temple so he could be a priest one day. Now, at the time when Samuel was a kid, there was a priest named Eli, and Eli had two boys who were up to no good in the neighborhood. Specifically, they were falling away from God's best and what God wanted for people at that time. And so Eli wasn't going to have his sons take over, or at least he thought he wasn't. And he needed to have somebody else take over in the future. So one night when Samuel was sleeping, God spoke to Samuel and said, "Samuel, Samuel, wake up." Now, Samuel had not heard from God before in this story. And so he went to Eli and said, "Eli, what do you need?" Because he thought that's who was calling him. And he said, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." Well, this happened a second time. "Samuel, Samuel, wake up." And he woke up, but he thought it was Eli again. And he went back and he talked to Eli, and Eli said, "It wasn't me. Go back to sleep." And then a third time it happened. "Samuel, Samuel, wake up." And this time he goes to Eli, and this time Eli recognizes that perhaps God would be speaking to Samuel. And he said, "Here's what you're going to do. Go back to bed. And you listen again, and if the voice comes to you, what you need to say is, 'Speak, O Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel goes back to bed, and then God speaks to Samuel one more time. "Samuel, Samuel, wake up." And this time, Samuel responds, "Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening." And then God continues to speak to Samuel in that moment. And he says to Samuel, "Samuel, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do something so amazing that anybody with two ears, it will make their ears tingle when they hear about what I've done." Now, the good news is that Samuel then understands that God is with him in this moment, that God has spoken to him in this miraculous and beautiful way. And he goes forward knowing that God is with him, and he delivers this message that God gives to him to deliver, that God is going to change who's in charge so that the people of Israel can have the kind of world and the kind of lives that God wants for him. Now, what happens in the particular moment is that Samuel finds out that Eli's sons aren't going to follow in their dad's footsteps, but rather someone else would. And it ends up being Samuel himself who takes on the lead of being the people of Israel, the leader that they need. And a beautiful journey unfolds where Samuel is a faithful and a good leader, giving them exactly what they need when they need it. Now, we have to remember that even though Samuel goes on to do some great things, and even though Samuel actually is the one who goes on to anoint David to become the king of Israel, it all started by Samuel listening to God. It all started with him in a moment of great unrest and challenge for the people of Israel, that he listened to God. And because he listened to God, he knew what he had to do. He knew what God wanted him to do. And just like it was true for Samuel when he listened to God, the same is true for us, that when we listen to God, we know what God wants for us. We know further and better about what it means for us to love God and love others, because that's always what God wants for us. But when we hear God speaking, we have a better sense of what that looks like and how to accomplish it. Now, when we talk about listening to God, that's one of the ways that we can listen to God and help ourselves go through times when we're struggling. Because if we listen better in general, it'll help us go forward. And specifically when we listen to God, then we have an opportunity to go forward how God wants us to go forward. Now, when we think about listening to God and we talk about that, we need to remember there's a couple ways that God normally speaks to us. Now, sometimes God speaks to us directly. It can happen. But I got to warn you that if you tell somebody, hey, God told me this, you're going to have a lot of skepticism. How do we know that? Because when we hear someone say, hey, God told me, we're like, are you sure about that? So one of the things that is true is that God can't speak to us directly, but we need to be careful that we take those words to be from God, because they could be just something we made up, but it does happen. Another way that God speaks to us is through the scriptures and through the word when it's read and the word when it's shared. And we need to remember that this is one of the miracles that we seem to experience in our daily lives, is that God uses the scripture and God uses when it's shared to speak to us. How do we know that? Well, we've experienced that. We've experienced that over thousands of years, where God has continued to show up through the word, the scriptures when it's read, and when a message is preached. And so that is an opportunity for God to speak to us. And we need to take extra care to ask God to speak to us in those moments. But also, God does speak to us through other people. And that is so important for us to remember, that God uses other people to speak to us. Now, this happens specifically because we know that God is in every one of us, that God is in part of our lives and part of our hearts and our minds. And because of that, God can use people to speak words of interest and words of encouragement to us. And if we can see that, then we can understand that God uses other people to speak to us. And that's such an amazing thing, because that means that you can be God's messenger to me, just like I can hopefully be God's messenger to you at times. And that's a really important place for us to understand that God is at work, that we can listen to God and hear God speak to us in those ways. Now, just because we know that God can speak to us and just because we know better how to listen for God doesn't mean that we know exactly how to do it all the time. And so I want to encourage each one of us to think about two things that can help us listen better to God, knowing that God can speak to us in those ways. The first of which is I want to encourage each one of us to be thinking about the fact that we know God wants us to love God and love others as Christ first loved us, that that's like how we're supposed to live. But what that means for us is that when we hear what we hope is God speaking to us, it should be encouraging us to do that very clearly, to love God and love others, and to make the world a better place for other people. So, if we think God is speaking to us and we feel like the message is to make the world a better place for me, that's probably not God speaking. Or if we're having a message where we feel like there's God is speaking to us through somebody else and the message is to not love, to not love as Christ loved us, then that isn't God speaking to us. So that's the filter we need to put through all these things, is to ask ourselves, is this message, is this glimpse, is this moment of clarity going to help me understand God speaking to me so that I can love others better, so that I can love God better? And if the answer is yes, then we follow that. If the answer is no, then we don't. If the answer is maybe, well, then we need to wait and see. We might get better understanding of what that looks like at another time. Now, that's a specific way to kind of go through a process of discernment. That's the fancy term for these kinds of things. But there's also something a little more simple that I want each one of us to consider, which is if we want to hear God speak to us, we need to slow down more. We need to slow down our hearts. We need to slow down our minds. And sometimes we need to slow down our bodies. Because what do we know is if we're going too fast, we can't listen. If we're going too hard, we can't listen. Maybe we'll hear a glimpse, but we won't hear the whole thing. And so if we slow down long enough for our hearts and our minds to slow down, then we might hear God speak to us with that still small voice that is so often the one God speaks to us with. This can help us have a better chance of hearing God if we slow down long enough so that we can actually have a breath. So that we can actually slow down long enough so that we can get out of our own way to hear God speak to us. A way to know if we've done that or not is to slow down long enough that we are bored. Now, not bored just because there's nothing to do, but bored because we've slowed our minds down long enough so that we have space in our hearts and our minds to think. Space in our hearts and our minds to actually to listen deeply. Because when that happens, we've put ourselves in a place where we can see through and to hear clearly what God might be speaking to us. When we do that, we can hopefully hear God listen more. Now, I had a friend, actually a church member here, a church leader, remind me of that wisdom and that proverb that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. That's so important, and that's something that I need to remind myself of. But if we think about that, what it might mean for us in our relationship to God is that God wants us to listen twice as much as God wants us to speak to God. And if we listen twice as much as we talk to God, think about how much better that's going to be. Think about how much more we will listen to God if we think, I'm going to listen for God twice as much as I'm going to try to talk to God. Because when we listen to God, we hear encouragement to love God and love others more. Just like Samuel did. When he listened to God, he knew what God wanted him to do, which was to be the leader of the people of Israel. But if we try to talk to God more than we try to listen, what are we going to do? We're going to bargain. We're going to tell God what we think God wants to hear. We're going to try to tell God what to do. And that's not listening. That's going to just tell us to do what we want to do. But when we listen, we learn what God wants us to do. So as we think about leveraging our lives so that we can listen more and talk less, that can help us frame ourselves up to listen to God when we're struggling and find our way forward. So just like Samuel listened to God and learned how to listen to God, we need to listen to God as well. And when we listen to God, it'll help us move forward when we need courage the most. It'll help us to find our way forward when we're under fire and facing stress and anxiety. Because when we stop to listen, we feel the way forward. We hear the way forward. And then we go forward how God wants us to.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.